Thank you so much for taking just a few minutes today and listening to the blog titled, How to Shape Tomorrow. Here we go. Last week's blog about my triple hernia surgery received lots of well wishes and thoughts, and even a couple of questions. Here's an excerpt from an email that led to today's difference-making topic. Here we go. Regular reader, first-time commenter. After reading today, I'd like to know, what is your secret, man? You're the guy who signs up to run a marathon the same day after he breaks his leg. Do you believe in manifesting? Can you just say it and do it? Is sharing your goals with readers a part of your success process? How often does it work? Here was my response. Let's talk about manifesting. Is it real? Can I truly manifest my reality, my success, and my future? Can anybody? Trust me, I've put this "is manifesting real" thing through a lot of tests for a lot of years. In my 20s, I once fasted for 72 hours and prayed fervently about a career door opening somewhere. If one opened, it opened in a different place than I was looking. In my 30s and 40s, I would focus my first thoughts every morning on what I wanted to create in my life. Maybe something was created, but it was regularly far different than the something I was visualizing in my head. What do I believe now regarding the ability to manifest my future? I can, with a slight modification on what I manifest. I no longer begin to even try and create things to happen outside of me, but I do passionately try to manifest my world inside of me. So what does that mean? I don't bother with manifesting opportunities or success, but I do manifest creating the attitudes and mindset that can create opportunity and success. I manifest courage. I manifest fortitude. I manifest belief. I manifest hope. It's that kind of manifesting that I believe in. Decades of experience have taught me I am not a magician that can manifest change in the outside world, but I do believe I have the power to change things I feel in my inside world. And when I carry that kind of powerful and active belief, well, anything is possible. And so, yeah, that's why I wrote what I wrote last week. As I was recording last week's blog 20 minutes before going into triple hernia surgery, I was manifesting the thoughts that will guide my future in a more positively passionate direction. I was shifting the influence of my moment's tenseness. And now, today, at this moment, I really want to walk Shikoku again. Our minds wield the remarkable power to manifest the direction our feet move. I know this. So, this week's takeaway? If you want to get your feet moving in a different life direction, begin by changing the thoughts and feelings going on inside of you. Courage, fortitude, belief, hope. Own those qualities and watch what you can do in life. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. Please create a great week, and may you inspire others to live and do the same.